member for Barker has taken the issue of long-nosed fur seals to Canberra. Tony Passon calling for the Commonwealth protected animal to be culled in the Coorong. It's certainly no new issue, one that's been affecting fishers for several years. Goor-based fisherman and president of the Southern Fishers Association, Zane Skrypek, joins me now to discuss. Hi, Zane.
Good morning.
It sounds like these long-nosed fur seals have been the bane of your existence for the past 5 or so years.
100%, which hasn't even been for 5 years. This has been an ongoing issue since around about 2007. And increasing every year. Numbers are just getting more and more to the extent of where fishing industry just cannot handle this anymore, with the economic impacts and also just the mental health on fishers becoming too much, unfortunately.
Yeah, so when you say economic, is it because the proliferation of this apex species is eating all the fish?
Yeah, 100%. So I guess what the general public probably doesn't really understand is, or what they think is, you know, that, all right, the seal, you know, seals have to eat, obviously. But what we're seeing and what the general public probably doesn't understand is, you know, a seal might eat an average between 4 to 8 kilos a day. Well, that's fair enough, but what they're doing is they're eating their 4 to 8 kilos per day, but then, just like a fox, they'll go through and either bite, tear, rip fish out of the nets, and just discard it. It's just pure pleasure for them, just fun, just like a fox. And, you know, one seal can do this to, you know, anywhere between, you know, 1 and 400 kilos in a night. So we're not getting any return on what we're actually, our practice.
All right. I understand Coorong Wild Seafood have gone from 8 staff 3 years ago down to 2 casuals now. Is that your experience as well?
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, we can't guarantee any form of income consistently to employees, staff members, let alone, you know, pay for ourselves. With, you know, the running costs of the business being quite high. So there's no chance for future employment.
You mentioned mental health earlier. Tell us more about that.
A lot of fishers are really struggling at the moment. Financial is a massive thing, but, you know, just to be put in that space where you don't know what your future is.
What do you make of the call for a cull? Are you in favour of that?
From an industry perspective, we don't want to be pushing that. We want something to be done, 100%. We want a management plan. You know, we've tried everything. The last, you know, 10 years we've had projects where we've used crackers. We've tried different devices, but nothing has worked the same practice as what we're using currently. So that's not up to us as industry. If that's the way that the current government wants to go down the path of, industry would probably support that, but we as industry, we don't want anything to be involved in that. That's not our area of expertise. Okay, we're fishermen. We're not in charge of that. But we would support, you know, if there was something like Indigenous wanted to get involved in it, we would support something like that.
Oh, like using Ngarrindjeri practices. Something
yeah,
like that?
Correct. Mm. Cultural ranges, Indigenous harvest, anything like along those lines.
I mean, it sounds like we're running out of ideas, though, and the cull seems like the most ecologically sustainable offer that's been put on the table up until now. What, it's been like a whole lot of counts and surveys and studies have been done, but not much has come out of it.
Nothing has come out of it. Nothing at all has come out of this. Of all the projects we've had, you know, the money that has been spent, nothing has come out of it.
Any other thoughts? Anything else you'd like to say about this situation that you're in?
I just hope this is not just a fishing issue. This is an environment issue. And I guess as fishers, you know, our workplace is the lakes and the Coorong. So we are there all the time. We see everything. It's not us, you know, it's affecting us economically, but what we're seeing to the environment, as you said before, you know, 10 years ago, the apex predator was the humble pelican, you know, eating fish around the barrage and stuff like that. Now the apex predator is the seal, and the seal has no predator. So the impact of that, you know, we're seeing, you know, wildlife getting impact, not necessarily them eating them, but as I said, where they are just for fun, you know, they might, you know, we're seeing pelicans that are injured, we're seeing cormorants being eaten, and we've got actual, you know, we've got footage of stuff like this. It may not be now, but, you know, long term, as the numbers increase every year annually, you know, what's going to happen?
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time, and let's hope we have some kind of resolution in the future.
I hope so.